The Iraq War helped make Joshua Rushing a reluctant media celebrity. Rushing is a former captain with the U.S. Marine Corps, and during the invasion of Iraq, he was a spokesman assigned to deal with foreign media, including the Arab satellite channel Al Jazeera. In this way, he became an unwitting star in the documentary Control Room, released earlier this year. Control Room focuses on Al Jazeera's coverage of the Iraq War. In this scene, Rushing is challenged by one of its reporters.
We believe that Iraq has weapons of mass destruction, that they had the will to use them against us.
When?
What do you mean, when?
When did they use them against you?
That they have the will to use them against us?
How, when? I mean, do you think Saddam...
When you say someone has the will, Saddam, that's like saying...
I mean, Saddam was threatening the U.S. with weapons of mass destruction?
Yes.
When? That's news to me, I'm sorry. Now here, this is... Now this is news to me.
Okay.
Look. When did Saddam threaten the U.S. with weapons of mass destruction?
Oh, I see. I'm sorry. I misunderstood your question. We believe he had the will to give them the forces to use against us, and... Well, go ahead.
After the film came out, the Pentagon banned Rushing from giving interviews to the media, but earlier this month he left the military and is now speaking publicly. Josh Rushing joins me now on the phone from Texas. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So first, let me just ask this question and get it out of the way. There were reports that you were somehow punished for the things you said in this documentary, speculation that you've been pushed out of the military. Can you tell me why you've left?
I left on my own accord. I should make that really clear. I was not punished. I was not asked to leave. I left because of, I think I was frustrated and disappointed with my institution, with the decision they made in this case.
To not let you speak with the media?
Yeah, that's right.
Why do you think they did not allow you to give interviews when this documentary came out?
You know, I found out afterward, at least this was relayed to me later on, that the decision wasn't even about the film. I had given an interview to the Village Voice when the film came out, and a writer there saw it and wanted to know my opinion on the kind of images we saw of war here in America. And it was right during the Abu Ghraib crisis. And I had some quote about how in America, war has its own branding. When you mention war to Americans, they think of F-16s over Yankee Stadium and sailors kissing their girlfriends in Times Square. Anyone who's been to war knows that, you know, those two images have very little to do with what actually happens. And Al Jazeera seems to show all of it. And it kind of reminds you of how horrible war is. And I think there's some value to that. Anything that slows the fervor for us to go to war, I think, is a valuable thing.
But the Pentagon didn't like that quote.
No, they didn't.
When the film crew of Control Room started coming around and doing interviews when you were posted in Doha, Qatar, did you have any idea you'd wind up at the center of this documentary?
I had no idea. They were introduced by a professor or a dean from the University of America in Cairo. And so they seemed almost like it was a student production for the graduate program. And to be honest with you, I did not know there was a movie until after it aired at Sundance. And it's kind of a funny story. I came in to my office a Monday after the Sundance Film Festival, and I didn't realize that. But there was a message that said, "Hey, you don't know me, but I saw your movie at Sundance. You did a great job. Thanks."
Huh.
And, I mean, it was such a bizarre message. I Googled my name and Sundance, and up came Control Room. It was a complete surprise.
How did it come about that you were the person assigned to talk to the reporters of Al Jazeera?
Kind of interesting. I was out there talking about really national policy issues in front of, from what I'm told, up to 45 million Arabs a day were watching that during the war. And my real background on their world and their language and everything came from a Iraq for Dummies book that I read on the plane ride over. So it's just unbelievable that I, of all people, was in that scenario.
You don't speak Arabic.
I don't speak Arabic. I just volunteered for it and got it.
But I've heard you say that you probably shouldn't have been the one assigned to deal with Al Jazeera. It was too important for that.
The fact they had that the junior guy in the office,
that's
out
you,
there talking national policy issues in front of 45 million Arabs with the Iraq for Dummies book in his back pocket says, wait a second, why didn't we think about this from the very beginning? We should have had some sharp guy on there who spoke Arabic, who has background in these issues, talking about what we're doing, not me.
Did your view of the Iraq war change because of the job you had in Qatar, where you were interacting, talking with these Arab journalists who at times were really lecturing you?
I have to admit, full disclosure here, that I really believed what I was saying at the time. I never gave up my beliefs in what I was talking about until I heard Colin Powell on Tim Russert that not only was that information incorrect, but it was intentionally manipulated.
There are no weapons of mass destruction found so far. How do you feel now, looking back at the war?
You know, I think I find the fact that we have found no WMDs less disturbing, but the fact that we believe now that it was intentionally manipulated so that they could have the results that they wanted is it's pretty disheartening.
I'm curious, why are you speaking publicly now?
It was really frustrating for 4 months to have so many people speaking about me and to not be allowed to participate in that conversation. And the truth is, I don't want to say anything bad about the Marine Corps. And as a matter of fact, what I really wanted to say at the time of the movie was all the positive press I was receiving because of the media, it started to kind of disassociate me from the Pentagon as if I was some kind of rogue Al Jazeera sympathizer, you know, doing the right thing while the Pentagon was trying to silence me. And the truth was that those who are like me are legion in the military. You could have replaced me with any number of other spokespeople and, you know, had someone just as thoughtful, if not more thoughtful, than me in my responses. So it wasn't fair, really, to single me out. I just happened to be the one that they filmed for that documentary.
You're 32 years old?
I am.
And I believe you've been in the military since age 17?
I went to recruiter at 17. I was 18 by the time I left for boot camp.
What are you going to do now that you've left?
I'm glad you asked, Jennifer. I'm unemployed. I don't know what I'm going to do. I hope to imagine I'll probably do something and maybe involved with the media in terms of being a spokesperson or in some other capacity. But I'm really looking for an organization that I believe in as much as I believe in the Marine Corps.
Josh Rushing is a former captain with the U.S. Marine Corps and a main character in the documentary Control Room, just out on DVD. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, Jennifer. It's been a real honor to be on your program.